From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thai authorities said they plan to evacuate an area around a cave in northern Thailand where a dozen boys and their soccer coach have been trapped so that a rescue operation can take place. The Maasai police commander told those at the site assessing the situation, it's necessary to evacuate the area for the rescue operation. Those unrelated to the operation, please evacuate the area immediately. The announcement came as dark monsoon rain clouds loomed over the mountainous north of the country early Sunday. Rescuers say they are waging a war with water and time to save the 12 trapped boys and their assistant coach. The boys, aged between 11 and 16, went missing with the 25-year-old coach after soccer practice on June 23rd, after they set out to explore the Tham Luang cave complex in a forest park near the border with Myanmar. Rescuers in Thailand are prepared to lift a sunken tourist boat on Sunday and said 15 people remain missing after the craft capsized off the coast of Phuket Island. At least 41 people died in that accident. Divers described heartbreaking scenes from the wreck of bodies of children found in the arms of their mothers. Dan Ebelsizer is one of the recovery divers.
I don't know. It's never comfortable seeing bodies being brought up, but they did look like mannequins, just motionless. And I saw the bodies as we were coming up, while we were going down. They were passing some of the bodies up. They still had life jackets on.
The boat was carrying 105 people, including 93 tourists, 11 crew members, and a tour guide, when it capsized after being hit by rough seas Thursday off Thailand's coast. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Japan's Foreign Minister Taro Kono in Tokyo on Sunday. Pompeo did not comment when he was asked for his response to North Korean Foreign Ministry statements that said his visit to Pyongyang had been regrettable and accused Washington of making gangster-like demands to pressure the country into abandoning its nuclear weapons. Earlier, Pompeo had characterized his talks with North Korean officials as positive, with progress being made toward denuclearization of that country.
We talked about what the North Koreans are continuing to do and how it's the case we can get our arms around achieving what Chairman Kim and President Trump both agreed to, which was the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
Pompeo did not meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but left with commitments for new discussions on denuclearization and the repatriation of the remains of American soldiers killed during the Korean War. More than 15 people were killed and two dozen others wounded in two assaults Saturday on the compound of Somalia's Interior and Security Ministries in the capital city, Mogadishu. As Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reports, militants from Somalia's Al-Shabaab group have claimed responsibility.
A suicide car bomb was detonated near the presidential palace in central Mogadishu. Moments later, a second blast outside a police station. Gunmen then stormed this government building, home to the security and interior ministries. The Al-Shabaab Islamist group claimed responsibility for the attacks. The Eastern African state has been gripped by violence and lawlessness since the early 90s.
Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. At least 49 people were killed and more than 47 were missing Saturday in southwestern Japan because of massive mudslides triggered by torrential rain. Japanese broadcaster NHK also reported more than 1.6 million people were forced to flee their homes. As heavy downpours pounded western and central Japan, the Japan Meteorological Agency issued warnings of historic rains, landslides, and rising rivers for parts of the main island of Honshu. Santa Barbara County officials declared a local emergency early Saturday as a fast-moving wildfire driven by strong winds and high temperatures tore through homes and forced 3,200 residents to evacuate. The Holiday Fire, one of more than three dozen in the western U.S. states, broke out near the beach community of Goleta, California, on Friday night, before charring dried vegetation in the foothills south of the Los Padres National Forest. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.